ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Perfect love, God's kind of love, it drives out insecurity out of our lives. God is love. And each one of us, we need to daily be assured, just like the natural kids are assured in the love of their parents. Also, we spiritual kids should be well assured and grounded in God's love. If we can just get this as a virtue, what most of the things people grapple with out there will not affect us. God is love. And he gave us a commandment. You know, the church of Jesus is not operating in the Ten Commandments. That may be strange, you say, but Old Testament. Old Testament people, that's why you say they are laws. But what he gave us is commandment, is instruction, is not an advice. You can't have a trade in your life and bat a good business out there. You can't have a trade in your life, in your heart, and run a successful partnership. You can't have a trade in your life and make sales. So in the Old Testament, those 10 things were given, and you will agree with me, those people can't just meet that required expectation. Why? They don't have the capacity to love. People in the Old Testament, they don't have the Holy Ghost. So the capacity to love wasn't there. So that's why they kept on trying. And their trying doesn't meet God's requirement. But Jesus came, and then he gave us the Holy Spirit, which gives us the capacity to love. Last week, we were looking at 1 Corinthians 13. Love is kind. The people in the Old Testament doesn't understand that. It is anathema. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. That's what they understand. The people in the Old Testament don't understand patience and endurance. So Jesus gave us a new commandment, John 13, 34 and 35. And he said, this is the only way people can know that we are his disciples, when we love. So love is not a formula. Love is our nature. The nature of God is what we share. That's what is called Zoe. The nature of love. Love, God is love personified. In other words, when you look at God, all that you see is love. You can't find a trait in him. That's why there is no evil in him. God is a good God. God has also brought us into a relationship of love. For God so loved the world that he gave. So, everything we do has to be originate, maintain, multiply, increase in love. Praise the Lord. As I said, praise the Lord. We have the capacity to love and forgive because he forgave us. Please, I say this as I tidy this up today. God doesn't have love, he's love. And his own kind of love is committed, is self-giving, is sacrificial, is strong, is indescribable, it's holy. And that's why no matter how far you and I have gone from him, his love draws us closer. His love draws us closer. His love, Solomon describing in the Song of Solomon, is as strong as death. His love. His love has just been displayed this morning. It causes his rain to fall on those who love him and those who don't love him. I mean, he didn't say this morning that this rain that is going to fall will fall on the farms of the Christians only. No. It causes his rain. The breath that we breathe, it causes it. That's love. Even while we were all yet sinners, and even the people in the world that we call sinners, his love endures forever. And so Paul was writing. Let's go back to Romans chapter 8 now. Was writing. I mean, in the Old Testament, they were encouraged, love the Lord your God, Deuteronomy 6:5, with all your mind, with your life, with your thought, and all that you do. Mark 12:30, he said, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Those are everything you have. You must just love this Lord. But in Romans chapter 8, verse 39, I'd like to read a certain translation to you. I read Easy Translation. If you use U version, you can just download it. It's one of the newest version, but it's just marvelous. Easy, it's called Easy. From verse 31, it says, so because of all these things, we can say this. If God is working on our behalf, nobody can really do anything against us to beat us. We are product of love. Nobody can stop you. And nobody can truncate the goodness of God in your life. I know that when we are not perfect, I'm sorry, I know we have an enemy, but the enemy that you have, please understand, is the devil. He's not fellow human being. That's our common enemy. I know people can release themselves for the operations of demons, but they are still not your enemy. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Nobody can stop the working of God in your life, in my life. And we need to be assured in that. He said, God did not even refuse to send his own son. Instead, he gave his son to die on behalf of us all. So certainly, God will also be happy to give us all things with his son. We are the people that God has chosen. Nobody can say that God's people have done anything wrong. God himself has said that we are right with him. So nobody can say that God should still punish us. Nobody can say that because Christ Jesus himself died on our behalf. Also, God raised Christ so that he became alive again after his death. And now Christ is sitting at God's right hand. Can you see how this love is still working on our behalf? And he himself is praying to God on our behalf. Nothing can make us separate from Christ who loved us. We may say we have troubles. Things may happen to us that causes us to be sad or afraid. Enemies may do bad things to us and hurt us. We may have no food or no clothes. There may be danger or people may try to kill us. But none of these things can stop Christ from loving us. Someone say amen with me. As it is said in the Bible, because we are his people, other people may try to kill us all the time. They may think that we don't want more than sheep. We are like the sheep that should go to the butcher so that they can kill us. But even if these troubles happen to us, they will never beat us down. Christ has shown how much he loves us, and he makes us winners over every kind of trouble or problem. Nothing can take us away from God who loved us. I am completely sure, and that is the reason that Paul came to when he was assured in that law. He said, I am sure. And that's the encouragement this morning. We have to be completely sure that not whether we are alive or we are dead, it does not matter. Neither angels, nor bad spirit, nor any other powerful spirit can stop God from loving us. Someone say amen with me. Neither things that are now, nor future things can stop him from loving us. Someone say amen with me. Neither anything that is above the world, nor anything below the world can stop him. There is nothing else in the whole world that can stop God from loving us. Christ Jesus our Lord, who causes us to know how much God loves us. Let me see if I can read another translation to you. The New International Reader's Version is also new, so you can download it if you have a YouVersion on your phone. I read from verse 31. He said, what should we say then? Since God is on our side, who can be against us? God did not spare his own son. He gave him up for us all. Won't he also freely give us everything else? Who can bring any charge against God's chosen ones? God makes us right with himself. Who can sentence us to death? Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God and also praying for us. He died. More than that, he was raised to life. So if Christ died and he was raised to life, no matter what happens, it can't get us down. We can't be dead in troubles. Troubles are just for a moment. And I'm encouraging everyone this morning, trouble, no matter the definition, is just but for a moment. And if you will see it from God's perspective, what trouble does is actually to build strength of character in us. In other words, you know how things can work, and then you are wise enough to stay under the umbrella of God, not under the umbrella of party, under the umbrella of God. Because the one for party may turn. I didn't say anything. I just want you to, it was too quiet for me, so I want you to just smile a little bit. So who can bring any charge against God's chosen one? God is the one who makes us right with himself. Who can sentence us to death? So no trouble can sentence you to death. No business trouble can sentence you to death. No career trouble can sentence you to death. He said, Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also praying for us. Hebrews 7:25. And the Bible is so clear that he lives to make intercession for us. And he's able to save to the uttermost. So no matter how bad the life may turn at us, God is there. He's our very present help in trouble. Praise the Lord. So who can separate us from Christ's love? Can trouble, hard times, harm, hunger, nakedness, danger, war? It is written, because of you we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be killed. No! No! In all these things, we will do even more than win. Praise God. We will do even more than win. So we are winners because the capacity to win at the new birth is already deposited and imparted into our spirit man. Life will throw its challenges. And you know, one thing that I found about this life is that because you have challenges today doesn't mean you won't have tomorrow. It's at different degrees. And as you grow, you handle it. That's what God did for Israel. As they were going to possess the land, so they have people, things to contend with. But as they contend with one, something else shows up, and they go in the strength of the Lord again. So God actually expects us to live a life of absolute and total dependence on him. Nothing shall separate us. Nothing shall separate us. At the moment that you feel pain, that's the moment to worship. That's the moment to pray. That's the moment to get closer to the word of God. That's the moment to receive Rhema word. It's not the moment to just, if you cry, fine. I mean, people respond to things in emotion. But hey, don't leave it at just crying. What do you say in this situation, God, Holy Spirit? And then you get a right response. And then God gives you, it may be a verse of scripture. I can point, I can read certain scripture offhand, not because I go to cram them, but because in my own life, I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and there are words that have come to me in my own night hour, and so they become like a flesh, a food to me each time. And then there is something, the devil is so stupid enough to know that, there's something. Once you meditate on something long enough, the thing about God's word is that it releases power. And that power you overcome and you take charge of that thing forever. Whatever any one of us meditate on long enough, that's why we need to meditate on things that are good, that are lovely, that are of good report. If you have any challenge in any area, believe God for his rhema word. And if you meditate long enough, power is released. Power to overcome. And then you master that thing forever. Praise God. As I praise the Lord, please understand. Paul says, I'm absolutely sure that not even death. I'm absolutely sure that Nigeria is changing. I'm absolutely sure that new businesses are springing up in this nation. I'm absolutely sure that new crop of leaders are showing forth in all spheres of life in this nation. I'm absolutely sure that a time comes very soon where nobody will say occupation politician. That's what I'm absolutely sure. I'm absolutely sure. Because it will not be a lucrative means anymore. It will be, let's go back. Because you will always go back to make reference. Some of us, we run businesses in this room. And we know what our turnover is. From January to February. And we know when an average politician sits down in this country, how he can squander that money within weeks. So you know them. By their fruits. So you also know that it's an evil that proceeds from us. Yeah. Because if you run a business in this room and you are asked to run Ikeja local government, you run it differently. You will run it differently. Which means we are coming to a point where we will only vote people who have done something that is visible. So the pedigree will be, what has he done to be qualified to go into Senate, to be qualified to go into the House of Rep? And somebody says, where will that be? We have Godfather. Do you know that there are people in these elections who didn't have Godfather and they are going to win? Just watch out for the results. That's the joy for me. They don't have Godfather. They don't have nobody introduce them, but they are going to win in this election. And that for them is an encouragement to other smaller parties that, you need to make your mark. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to church. Let us be convinced in the love that God has for us. For God so loved the world that he gave. So if God so loved the world that he gave, how much shall he not through him freely give us all things? How much? You may have a business that is struggling. You may have a family that is struggling. You may have a career path that is struggling. You may have issues around your life, and it's as if life is hedging you in. Don't give up. Be assured, be mature, be perfected in God's love. And as we do that, light shines at the end of every tunnel. The light of God will shine into your life. Please let us be assured the love that God has for us. I believe in my heart that the love that God has for this nation, that's why we have not experienced war. The love that God has this nation, if you're like me, that you read things up on social media, the things that has been released on social media in the last 3-4 weeks is enough to break our nation. And we have a whole lot to clean up after the election, starting from the church. Because the church hasn't really played a good role in this last election. So we have a whole lot. Reconciliation among the ethnic group. But let us be assured, the love that God has for us. And that love, that's what is going to help us grow our family, our businesses, our career path, grow a society, build a nation where justice, peace, where justice and peace shall reign. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's speak over.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,